This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? That's the question I have for you today. What is on your mind? I'm gonna tell you what's on my mind in 1 minute or less by listening to this clip of Joe Biden being interviewed by somebody from Yahoo Finance. See, what happens is when the president has press conferences and back and forth with reporters, they come into different events, they talk to him in the Oval Office, they talk to him in the cabinet room, they talk to him when he's on his way to the chopper. Kind of uncomfortable for Joe, because Joe just sits in his basement. Now, his wife has taken more questions than he has. She was doing a round of interviews for her book yesterday, and Dana Perino interviewed her. I have that clip we can play it later. That's not what's on my mind. But Dana Perino said, basically, your husband is going to stay in the basement, or like, is he going to come on a campaign? And she basically said, I'm paraphrasing, but, you know, we listen to the professionals and the doctors say we should stay home. So we're staying home. Now, that's, of course, because Joe is the age he is, number one, but the president is just a few years younger. Not considerably younger, but anyway, first half hour of the program, what's on your mind? And I only need a minute to tell you what's on mine, and it's going to be actually Joe Biden. So hang on for that in just a moment. Also, I want to tell you we're going to talk about military honors. What has COVID done to funerals? What has COVID done to military honors? United Patriotic Bodies. I've told you about before. They do some incredible work, and Jason Hicks is going to be here to talk a little bit about a ceremony happening on Saturday that I want you to know about, so stay tuned for that. Sergeant Wade Cadmus will be here from the North Dakota Highway Patrol, along with the Department of Transportation in North Dakota's Laurel Bjork, talking seatbelts. Should we have a primary seatbelt law in North Dakota? What does that mean? It means, right now it is the law. You have to buckle up. But you can't be ticketed for not buckling up unless you're pulled over for a different offense. So a primary seatbelt law would mean if we see you without your seatbelt, we could pull you over just like we could with speeding or any other traffic violation. We're going to talk about that a little bit today. I believe it is, and the reason I do believe it is time is because of two things. One, what law enforcement has to deal with when there is a fatality involved in a crash. And there have been some terrible ones here of late. Terrible. Really has. Just awful. I mean, everyone is bad, I guess, but they seem to be sort of piling up here in July and August. But what a law enforcement officer, what a trooper has to deal with when they arrive on a scene where there is a fatality. That's number one. Number two is the expense. Did you know there's more expense in investigating an accident with a fatality versus one without? Okay? So we're going to talk about that a little bit today, coming up on the program. And, of course, anything else in between, because we have some open phone time as well on the program. Okay? But what am I thinking about? Listen to Joe Biden and see what you get out of this. I don't want to influence you in any way other than to play this, and you tell me what your takeaways are. That's what's on my mind today. Joe Biden interview with Yahoo Finance. Go.
Have you taken a cognitive
test? No, I haven't taken a test. Why the hell would I take a test? Come on, man. That's like saying you, before you got in this program, if you take a test where you're taking cocaine or not, what do you think, huh? Are you a junkie?
What do you say to President Trump who brags about his test and makes your mental state an issue for voters?
Well, if he can't figure out the difference between an elephant and a lion, I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Did you watch that? Look, come on, man. I know you're trying to goad me, but, I mean, I'm so forward-looking to have an opportunity to sit with the president or stand with the president in debates. There's going to be plenty of time. And by the way, as I joke with him, you know, I shouldn't say it. I'm going to say something I probably shouldn't say. Anyway, I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical, mental fitness.
For one, is physical, mental fitness might relate to how you conduct yourself in a conversation. And I think there might be some questions there.
Got a lot of time, too, to do this. A lot of, 80-some days is ill. A lot of time.
Yeah, 91, isn't it? Isn't it 91 days to election day? Okay. You know, so that's what I'm thinking about. That's all I'll say. That's what I'm thinking about.
Well, you're not just voting for him. You're voting for the Veep, too.
Yeah, we don't know who that's going to be yet. This week or next. We do?
Susan Rice.
Why do you think it's going to be Susan Rice?
Yeah, I just read the Fox News article that spelled out why it's going to be Susan Rice, and I thought, I don't have a better argument against that. So
I think you told me a couple of months ago Susan Rice might be. Todd's been on the Susan Rice kick for a while.
Our friend Alex is, too.
She, of course, there's a strong tie to the Obama administration, but she has never been on a ballot, never run for office. She'd go on campaign. She lied. Bold-faced lies.
He's a diplomat.
If you're going to elect a politician who's never lied,
well, I realize
you may
that,
have
but
a
I'm
tough
saying,
time, especially in that party.
She lied on the very high profile. Brings the Benghazi thing all the way back, you know.
She got a lot of baggage. I don't know if she's the pick.
I don't know.
I think it's still Harris.
Hey.
I still think it's going to be a surprise. I think it's anybody's
how's
mentioning.
How's Harris going to be a plus?
Not a plus.
Listen, let's be honest. Who cares?
Yeah, right.
I mean, really, who cares? I don't care.
It's a good exercise, though. I mean, if you had to be Biden's, if you suddenly, your sentence because of some crime you committed was, you have to pick the Veep candidate and make Biden win, who do you pick?
Oprah.
I pick somebody that could be president of the United States. That's who I pick. We're going to get the phones here at 800-228-0550. I don't know. Be very afraid listening to that. That's all I got to say. 90 days, a lot of work to do. Rick in South Fargo, what's on your mind?
Biden, for openers, I'm not going to take the bait on Biden. As far as I'm concerned, Trump's been the biggest disaster in the history of presidents. All this is happening under Trump. Trump is now asking me it's patriotic to wear a mask. Really? 6 feet apart, wear a mask. What these people want is you not to talk to each other. They don't want you to talk about what you've seen on the internet for the last 20 years.
So let me get this
first. Ruling class slapping us down, Scott. This is the ruling class slapping us down.
Well, but you put that on Trump? I mean, if you look at the restrictions.
Absolutely on Trump.
You look at the states run by Democratic governors, they're the ones that want shelter in place.
Trump delegated to the governors, he took it off his hands. He is doing this to us. It isn't your governors. Your governors are just useful idiots of Trump.
Okay, so before Trump said it'd be a good idea to wear a mask, what do we got to lose? Let's give it a try. Your support for him was stronger?
I voted for Trump in 2000. Holding my breath because I knew about Trump. My girlfriend, she lives in New York. But I'm telling you, all this is happening under Trump, and Trump is leading.
You keep saying this. You keep saying all this is happening. I'm trying to understand what you mean by all this. Mask. I got it. Okay, next one.
The mask. How about all the riots? Everything's been going on under Trump.
You think Trump is responsible for the riots?
Everything is. Put it this way, he's in charge. The buck stops with him, pal.
Yeah,
Stop selling me Trump. He's a liar. He's a liar, and you're selling Trump.
No, I'm not selling Trump. I share my opinion, and I welcome others, like you're sharing now, which is fine. You are right that, okay, the riots happened under his watch. But I think that anarchy predated him. Do you remember Ferguson, Missouri? Do you remember Dallas and cops being shot? That was Barack Obama. All right? That was under his watch. So, you know,
this is the ruling class. The ruling class brought Donald Trump to the presidency. People, the ruling class, are slapping us down because there has been too much free speech on the internet, and there's a lot of people that are concerned about.
Well, Rick, I'd ask you to step back from that comment just a minute. And when you talk about the ruling class, I think Donald Trump is anything but the ruling class. I mean, Donald Trump, we now know, has fought the ruling class before he was even president to try and take him down. They funded the dossier. It was all garbage, junk. That was the ruling class. I don't think you can put Donald Trump in the ruling class category at all. The ruling class is the guy that wants to unseat him and get back to the ruling class. Rick decided to hang up, but that's okay. Brian and Lincoln, Fred and Wang, Arthur and Kildare, coming
up. Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
When the world changes, you change with it. You push through uncertainty by embracing new rhythms and redefining connection. At Sanford Health, we're standing with you at every point along the way, committed to delivering the care you need when you need it. Because even when your world looks different, you can be confident we've taken every step to keep you safe while you're in our care. Call your local clinic or visit sanfordhealth.org to make an appointment.
Tioga, a place to grow, a place rooted in small town values and budding with big ideas, a place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant Main Street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. But around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, causing structural damage. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, can help. Learn more at ramjacknorth.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's gonna be funky.
How come all the pretty girls like you are taken, baby? I've been looking for someone like you to save me.
A lot of God's beauty out there, by golly. 20 past 9, Zach Brown Band knows all about it, don't they? They got it down. Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at Puckridge. Keep them in mind for a Wednesday Wheels deal. You're going to love it. Puckledge Chevy Buick GMC in Bismarck and Valley City. The gang over at Puckledge and Valley City has a like-new SUV at a bargain price. This is the 2015 Buick Enclave. That'd be a full-size SUV, all-wheel drive, V6 engine, leather. They sold it new to a customer in the Oaks area. Of course, they did. That's how it works there. It's only got 28,000 miles, ton of features, power tailgate, remote start, heated leather seats, navigation, upgraded wheels, certified pre-owned, so they've given it the full inspection on the lot now at $24,495. If you tell me you heard about it on the radio, you drive it home for only $22,957. I don't know what the new price tag would be on that with all those options. But it would be a lot more. It's only 28,000 miles. It's like new. Where are you going to find a better deal than that?
That is a killer deal.
It is. $22,957. Special deal for our listeners. Just tell them. Call 800-401-4352 or stop in 721 West Main Valley City. Online at PucklageValleyCity.com. Or North Dakota's home for Chevy. In Bismarck, Puckledge Chevrolet. All right.
Can I make one comment to our friend Rick who called before the break? He mentioned that the elite, or what did he say, the elite class, or some of the elites elected.
The ruling class
elected Donald Trump. I would say, sir, that it's exactly the opposite of that. I would say that the working class elected Donald Trump. I would say that the people that wanted the jobs back,
forgotten Americans,
that were decimated by NAFTA, voted for Donald Trump.
Yeah, you're 100% right. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
What is ruling class? Because isn't Nancy Pelosi in the ruling class? And they're hardly in the same bucket,
right?
The
elite, that's the elite and ruling.
There's Republicans in the ruling class.
Sure there is.
But I would actually argue our biggest enemy when it comes to what we believe is God-fearing, freedom-loving, Constitution-worshipping Americans, the common sense that we want, the opposition to that is more often than not unelected people in Washington, D.C., who pull a lot of the elected members around by the nose.
The bureaucrats. Yep.
Talk to Kevin Cramer sometime about that, you know, and what he has seen there in that regard. And, I mean, they don't care about the people. They don't care about the people elected by the people. They're going to do what they're going to do. Don't forget, I have a friend in the White House, worked for Donald J. Trump, President of the United States. 2.5 years into the presidency, I asked him, so, what surprised you more than anything here? You know what he said? When we got here, and he was almost day one, came in a little bit after, but not far, but 70% of this place was against us. I can't remember if it said 80-20 or 70-30. It was a huge percentage of people in the White House, employed by the government, working against the elected president and his staff. Wrap your mind around that once. Brian in Lincoln, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, how are you doing today?
Great, how are you?
Thanks for taking my call. Great. Hey, I'm real quick when I talk because I don't want to take up more time than I deserve. But I want to first off say you're spot on with the people that are calling you and calling out Donald Trump and saying he's elected by the wealthy, that sort of thing. I would guess most of them are not earning $61,000 a year. And they like the fact that they are, and Donald Trump's trying to take that away. That's my first point. But I wanted to talk about a word I believe... And I have a route. You've talked to me a couple times before, so I don't get to call you most days, but Wednesday is my day off. And I talk to a lot of people as I go through the state of North Dakota. I drive 200 and about 20 miles each day on my route, and I talk to people in Beulah and Hayes and Washburn, Underwood, New Salem. And I think a great majority of the normal person that's working in the stores that I deliver to agree with me that we do not have a pandemic. We don't have a pandemic. We have a flu virus, and it is bad flu virus. It's a bad season. Might even be man-made. I don't know. Might be something that's just natural. But one way or another, it is bad. It affects a certain group of people just as the ordinary flu would. And we don't feel like there's a pandemic. So we hear this pandemic thing over and over and over, and we don't believe it's a pandemic. So I'll sit back and listen to you.
No, I would be hard pressed to argue with that, Brian. And you know, getting into the definitions of pandemic or not, I know the Obama administration fought that label for H1N1, but you know, we don't even today know to the extent of the deaths that are there as it relates to that. I think the deaths that are counted on every TV screen in the U.S., you know, of 156,000 or 700,000 worldwide or 4 million cases in the U.S., 18 million cases in the world. I think a lot of that is, you know, creative accounting. So healthcare institutions receive money to help from the disruption that has happened in the economy, which, by the way, they're probably entitled to, given the fact that they did have a disruption and some of them did shut down things to accommodate COVID. But that forces behavior to say, well, in fact, I asked yesterday, I said, how many of our deaths in North Dakota are with COVID versus of COVID? Because the vast majority that are reported initially are with COVID. What I was told is that the majority are of COVID, a large percentage, because they classify them at the time of death in the death certificate that way. But I'd love to know more about that process. Again, is that being done because it is legitimately the only reason that person died is COVID-19? Still, thankfully, a small number in North Dakota, just over 100. That's a good thing, but still tells you a little bit about this situation worldwide. So, Brian, a long way of saying I agree with you. I think there's some real questions that need to be asked. I tell you what, if we've not learned anything, we should have learned to question everything. Question everything. Donald Trump's presidency has been under attack before he was even president. And by under attack, I mean by the government. By people who spy on foreign bad actors like Al-Qaeda. Try and track down Osama bin Laden and his whereabouts. Using that apparatus on a presidential candidate and later the president. If that doesn't make you want to question everything, I don't know what does. So I think you raise a good point, Brian. And certainly it's different in North Dakota. I honestly believe we've got to get to a point here where we say, okay, we know enough to know how to protect ourselves. Now let's get back to it. Let's get back to life. Let's not run around scared, because the fear is a tool among some folks, unfortunately. Brian, thanks for the call. Please call again. I love the wisdom of somebody that has 220 miles a day underneath them and the conversations that come with it. Pretty cool. Lauren in Minot, let me get you in here quick. Go ahead, Lauren. What's on your mind?
I'm calling regarding a caller you had a few minutes ago who tried to blame so many things on Trump. And, you know, it frightens me, the lack of critical thinking skills, that someone could actually look at riots that have been fomented by the left and by the Democratic Party and blame that on Trump.
The only critical thinking, critical thinking, critical thinking, so forth.
It's time to relax. With a jug of North Dakota sweet crude liqueur, at the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy-sipping drink with rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store. And go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota sweet crude. North Dakota sweet crude, a great way to finish your day.
You don't have a choice. You have to wash the truck, right? But you can wash it about anywhere these days. Let me suggest you do it at ND Truck Wash. Number one, they're patriots. Number two, they do an incredible job. Number three, they're going to get you in and out in no time. 701-628-1550 for ND Truck Wash, Highway 2 behind Bach and Central Pinnacle in Stanley, North Dakota. Call ahead for reservation. There'll be a short wait, 10 minutes max. 701-628-1550. Call them now and tell them Scott sent you.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fireworks and ammonium nitrate appear to have been the fuel that ignited the massive explosion that rocked the Lebanese capital of Beirut. Experts and videos of the blast suggest. The scale of the damage from the epicenter of the explosion at the port of Beirut to the windows blown out miles away resembles other blasts involving the chemical compound commonly used as an agricultural fertilizer. As schools across the country make decisions on regarding how to reopen safely, the CDC says the chance that a child will die from COVID-19 is 1 in 1,000,000. Kids will be going back to school in South Dakota. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem.
Our kids need to be in school. It's better for them. We've got a lot of kids that haven't checked in since this virus hit. It's really our most vulnerable population that needs to be back in those classrooms.
This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
My Pillow, Mike Lindell, genius inventor, great supporter of our many causes we battle for on What's On Your Mind, on your behalf, the fine listeners of this program. So I love supporting folks that, number one, make a good product in the USA, and number two, have the values and the concerns and the causes that we do. And that's Mike Lindell. It just is. Right now, he's got a great deal on the mattress topper. You buy it, you save 30% off. If you use the promo code SCOTT, we'll give you two standard MyPillows absolutely free as well. So 30% off the mattress topper, two standard MyPillows absolutely free. Mike's exclusive three-layer design is the secret sauce behind the MyPillow mattress topper. It's why they can put a 10-year warranty on it, 60-day money-back guarantee. Great deal right now, 800-506-9028, promo code SCOTT, or go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code SCOTT. I'm going to tell you about a COVID impact, speaking of the last caller, or one of the earlier callers talking about the COVID impact on everything, and also has an impact on the military honor guard. Talk about that in just a moment here. Who is next? I think... Fred and Wing. There he is. The one, the only.
Howdy, howdy.
The legendary
howdy,
Fred
howdy,
and Wing.
Three.
What's on your mind, sir? How are you?
Howdy, howdy, you guys. How you doing?
Excellent.
Good?
Better than we deserve.
We got you.
Loud and clear.
I tell you, Kevin.
Todd's kind of shy, but.
Yeah.
What?
Kevin and Todd and Scott, you guys are great. And I've been in the tractor a lot, so if I can't hear you very good, it's because my ears are going bad. Well, whatever.
As long as what's between the ears is still okay, don't worry about the ears.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. You guys have kind of, you know, everyone has modified their thoughts as we've been through this since March. I remember praying about it and calling into your show and talked about how these things are going to happen because God needs to correct some of the things in our country. And that's the schools are teaching evolution. God didn't create us. They're teaching abortion. It's okay. They're teaching this, and they're doing it to our children. And our parents have stopped saying, well, I hate to send you to school today, kids, but I'm going to tell you what. When you go to science class, they're lying to you. When you go to social studies class and you learn about abortion and when you learn about what they're saying about that, they're lying to you. Your parents have stopped telling people, their children, that they're being taught lies by their teachers. And so now we've gone, this thing has just evolved, and I see Todd, and I see you, Scott, and I see Kevin, and you guys have come to this conclusion about how things are supposed to happen, and you're probably right. Here is what happened. There's one verse in the Bible. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever and ever? That is Romans 1:25. Paul talked about that. There's people, that's what they've done. And now our governor says that we can conquer this. And all the advertising all of a sudden on KFYR, when I was raking hay yesterday, 15 times I heard this guy come out and say, we can conquer, we can do this, we can do that. We've got to change our thinking. God is the one who we have to put first, and he will heal our nation. Am I still on track with you guys?
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying, and I don't disagree. I think it's easy to be prideful and say, we can do this, and we'll do that, and, you know, we're going to tackle this. We're not going to do anything. We're not going to take our next breath without the Creator. We're not going to take our next breath. He owns our next breath. He decides. Todd, get one more, Kevin, Scott, Fred?
Oh, no, I had a lady tell me that God doesn't want her to die yet, so she needs to wear her mask. I said, well, I don't think you really understand how this works.
But you know what? Here's the deal.
I'm not really getting it.
Right, but God bless her.
Yeah.
She wants to decide to put it on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that it should be that, you know, that's what's been missing in all of this. Number one, what Fred says. You know, an overall a trust in, you know, we don't know how it happened, why it happened, when it happened, when it's going to end, but there's one way to end it. That's with prayer. We know that. That part's simple. Not working everything else. And, you know, I think if you operate that way, you come out ahead. So as usual, Fred, you got us thinking.
Well, we got to be careful about Mr. Trump, though. He really, remember when he was so worried that when he was going to fall, when he gave that speech to the military people, he said, if I would have fell, I wouldn't get elected next time. If he says some of the things that he wants to say, he won't get elected. So we got to give him a little leeway. We got to be the ones saying it. If you guys can't say it, if the governor can't say it, I'll say it. Just give me a chance, and I thank you for my chance today.
That's a good point. You know, there are some things that, and we're seeing that, I think. I mean, this is a huge battle. And just like the pandemic, that's where the election goes to. It absolutely is. If you aren't praying for the future of this country and the outcome of the election, ooh, that's a dangerous proposition. It absolutely is. So good points, Fred, as always. 22 before the top of the hour, my friend, Jason Hicks is here. Jason is, of course, with the United Patriotic Bodies. They do some incredible work. You hear me talking about them often. In the volunteer effort, do military funerals everywhere. You know, make sure that taps and color card and, you know, salute all happen for our loved ones. But guess what? Jason, correct me if I'm wrong, the COVID episode has been a little tough on military funerals as well, right?
Very much so. We were put in hiatus for a period of time.
And so is it because the funerals didn't actually happen, or is it because they didn't want the military honor there?
They did not want the military honor there. They had very specific regulations that they were still going to allow internments, but we weren't allowed to provide the military honors.
What'd that feel like?
Well, I didn't agree with it, but we just followed orders and said, okay, but we are going to make it up, and that was the plan.
All right, so Saturday, you're doing what?
Saturday, we're going to have our makeup ceremony for those that we were not able to present the military honors for. It was just discussed back and forth that, you know, maybe we just have one ceremony, read off people's names, and then do the rifle salute and taps. And every one of us on the color guard said, absolutely not. Every individual veteran deserves individual honors. So we are going to spend the day Saturday, every half hour, doing a different ceremony for a different veteran.
Wow, and will that all be at the National Cemetery?
It'll be at the Fargo National Cemetery, yes.
Which, for folks that don't know, is our first national cemetery in North Dakota. It is an arm of Arlington National Cemetery. Fort Snelling, as Minnesota's, everybody's familiar, I think, with Fort Snelling, beautiful place of rest for many heroes. And now up by Harwood, North Dakota.
Correct.
Is our own Fargo National Cemetery.
Yep, it is our own Arlington, is what we call it.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. So we're blessed now. We got the State Cemetery, and we have the National Cemetery as well.
Correct.
For our veterans, so that's great. So you literally are going to go gravesite to gravesite doing these ceremonies right there.
Yes. Yep. Our main area where we line up to do all of our ceremonies is right beneath the flagpole. We spread out our rifle team, and the man that plays taps is off in the distance. And we, on Saturday, we are going to read the veteran's name. We are going to speak a little bit about his service, say a prayer, and then we are going to conduct our military rites.
Wow. And about how many?
We are doing 14 that day.
14 on Saturday alone?
On Saturday alone.
All getting an individual honor.
Correct.
Military.
There had been some people that were waiting until the COVID passed to have their funeral up there, because it was very limited. They were only allowing, like, immediate family to be up there when the veteran was interned. And so there is going to be a huge influx of makeup that is going to occur, and we are anticipating probably 5 funerals a day once that really starts to open up.
Wow. Of course, you guys are used to that.
Yeah.
Right? Yep. Just whatever it takes.
Yep. Rain or shine, we're going to be there.
It's so great. All volunteer effort. Jason is a member of law enforcement, does this as a wonderful give back. It's pretty incredible. Well, it's too bad he had so much red tape. I even understand that somebody didn't want you to actually do what you're going to do on Saturday. And you had to battle a little bit. Is that right?
A small battle, yes.
Yeah. Always something with the bureaucrats.
Always something.
Always something with the bureaucrats. But
yep.
Anyway, I think this is wonderful. And are the families allowed to come then?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep. I have called everyone on that list, and the vast majority I spoke to directly. Other ones I left voicemails just to let them know that we are there for their family members as veterans and how important it is to do these final military honors.
Remember these folks at United Patriotic Bodies, because obviously a lot of these folks do this on their own dime, gas, food, anything, wherever they're going. You know, they're not. There's not like a big entity behind this. So if you're able to help in any way, it allows somebody to have a meal or gas paid for, a little wear and tear on the car as well. So United Patriotic Bodies. How do folks get a hold of you, Jason?
We have a website and a Facebook page for Patriotic Bodies. And basically, if you can speak to any member of the veteran community, whether it be VFW, American Legion, AMVETS, etc., they will know how to find me. They always do.
United Patriotic Bodies. Facebook and also a website. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. He's a media star today. He's going to TV next. Talk to the folks at Valley News Live and smile pretty for him now and tell him about this wonderful event. So glad you're doing this. I'm afraid to ask on the air, but I probably will. Public invited? Can people witness this event?
They could. The cemetery is open, and we're not going to stop anyone.
Yeah, so we could come out there and be part of that. That's great. Thanks, Jason.
Thank you.
Jason Hicks from the United Patriotic Bodies and Memorial Honor Guard doing some incredible work there. No doubt about it. Let me squeeze in one more call here before the break. Sherry in Castleton had a question on this. Go ahead, Sherry. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I just want to thank Jason and that group for their service and for doing that. My dad passed away in June. We were very limited on what we could do for the funeral. We were limited to a graveside service. And we were one of the first services that they allowed the military to come out and perform. And it was so beautiful, and we felt so blessed. So God bless him and that group for doing that. And thank you guys for doing the good job on the radio.
Thank you, Sherry. Appreciate the call. And Jason heard your comments, so appreciate that. Thanks very much for the appropriate accolades for a great
bunch of folks.
Okay, back to your calls. Lauren, Dave, Ryan, Art, when we come back.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And it'll help you find your family with that map. Juven Tours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Oh, son of Coach Charlie drives an 87 Harley, sells gasoline and watch you drink 8 to 3 a.m. Got a tattoo for the core and ex-wife number 4. Humming along, screwing you on the songs on his stage. He could be another one cussing the government, nobody smiles. Got 100 reasons not to, but he's the poster child for happy is as happy does. Grab a six string, find a rope swing.
Hey, Rebecca, what's on your mind? 11 before the top of the hour. Are you hungry? Oh, how can you not be when I tell you that today is the day that you could have lasagna with garlic toast if you stop at the PetroServe USA location on West Main Avenue in West Fargo, or in Harwood. I'm sorry, 12th Avenue North in Fargo, the other location with and Valley City too. So Lasagna Day today at three of the four locations. Chef's Choice in Harwood, Valley City exit 292 off I-94. They also have Swedish meatballs. All the lunch sides come with all the lunch specials rather come with two sides and a bun, and they have the 4 for $4 deal and lots of other great specials at PetroServe USA. You tell them Scott sent you, and enjoy that meal. You're going to love it. Okay, let's see who's next here. Lauren in Minot, you're next on the program. What's on your mind? Is Lauren there? Lauren, can you hear us?
All right.
I'll let you talk to him. Dave Minot, you're next, and what's on your mind? Go ahead, Dave.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for taking the call. Appreciate what you and Todd and Kevin do every day. I'm pretty concerned about this mail-in voting, and I'm even more concerned after hearing the Fox News at the top of the last hour, because they talked about the possibility that if the election isn't decided by the inauguration date, then the Speaker of the House takes over as president until the election is decided. So that gave me pause, and I wondered if you knew if that was actually true. But this mail-in voting is a bad deal, and I don't know how we can emphasize it enough, but we can't do that. They've got to let us go to the polls to vote.
And I'm a little dismayed at how quickly we turned away from allowing that. County commissions had the opportunity to have in-person voting for the primary, right? And didn't do it. Didn't do it. You know,
yeah.
Said nope. We're not going to do it. So I just think it's really quick. Now I don't believe we have a mail-in ballot problem in North Dakota. I'd like to know. In other words, was it an outcome one way or the other because of mail-in voting? I don't believe so. But it certainly is when you get larger population areas. And I still wonder, honestly, even with mail-in voting in North Dakota, okay, how many people that voted by mail were verified other than the honor system? Because basically you put down your driver's license, but you don't have a copy of it. You don't have anything with it. Some places make you send in a copy, actually, of your license. But knowing who you are, who you say you are, and if that is this person who they say they are voting? You know, that's a tricky deal. So you're a lot better off. And the idea that we can't stand in line to vote when we can stand in line for every flipping thing?
Yep.
From at the meat counter at the grocery store.
Exactly.
To, the post office to, it's bizarre. It's just bizarre. It's question everything. Here's what the president said about it this morning. Dave, this won't probably make you feel any better, but here's what he said.
Votes don't have to be counted or tabulated until 7 days after November 3rd. So that means if we're waiting for one state, and it's a very great, important state, big state, if we're waiting for that state, you don't know what the answer is going to be till after maybe 7 days. But it's not going to be 7 days. It's going to be months or years. The governor's a clubhouse politician. He's somebody that, frankly, was shocking, and shocking what he did, more shocking what he did. Without town halls, without meetings, without the public, they went out and they just approved this ridiculous system, and the post office will never be equipped to handle it.
So there you go. Does that make you feel any better, Dave?
No, but even apart from all of this mail-in talk, in the past several years that I voted, I've always been a little bit uncomfortable with filling out my ballot, marking the circles, as you know, that's how we do it, and then putting that ballot into this machine that takes it in. And it always gave me pause, too, because what happens then? Those machines are delivered someplace. And we put a lot of faith in the people that run these elections. And I don't know. I have a very unsettled feeling about...
You should. Election. You should, Dave, because guess what? They've proven they'll stop at nothing to take Donald Trump down. Yep. By the hand of
Absolutely.
God, he's managed to maneuver the incredible opposition that's been thrown against him. It's unbelievable. Let's try Lauren and Minot again. Thanks for the call, Dave. Appreciate it. Lauren, what's on your mind? Well, Lauren has got a phone.
Really, not much.
Yeah, not much. How about Luke? Come in, Luke.
I'm here.
What's on your mind?
First things first, just want to say thank you, gentlemen, for everything that you do. You guys have an awesome program here, and I started listening to you guys shortly after. Are you still there?
Yep.
Started listening to you guys shortly after I found out I was going to have my first son. First thing first, I wanted to say, all these people that first caller that was talking about how Trump is the cause of everything that's happened.
Yeah, wasn't that a beauty? Luke, hang on. We're going to hold you through the break. We'll continue this conversation coming up.
H.A. Thompson and Sons.
Helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model of the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson and Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393. 701-223-3393. Or at hatandsons.com.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to gcnlife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to gcnlife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's gcnlife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.